This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The Ministry of National Defense in Mexico, called Cedena, has been hacked. The revelations are surprising, and at the same time, I'm overwhelmed by the detail here. So I welcome Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's editor and columnist, writing about this event, which is just at the beginning of the revelations in these files, terabytes after terabytes of files of data involving the war on drugs in some fashion. Mary, a very good evening to you. The hacking has taken place, but the analysis is underway. And you're writing of a story that appeared in early October about one particular version of the revelations inside. This has to do with a man, Lopez Hernandez, who was the governor of the state of Tabasco, but is now a significant figure in Lopez Obrador's government. Has he commented? Has Lopez Obrador commented about the allegations contained in this hacked material? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. I should mention that, you know, 6 terabytes is something like 5 million pages of text. So there's an enormous amount of material here that is little by little being brought to the public via journalists and news outlets. And what we have here is basically military intelligence reports that Cedena, the National Defense Ministry, had and wrote about in various emails. And there are a number of different agencies that come together to create these reports. So there are 5 regional areas in the country, and you have Navy intelligence, you have Army intelligence, and I think 3 or 4 other intelligence groups who are constantly doing their work, which is surveillance and collecting data and information, and then creating reports and then giving these reports to a national center, which is sort of the nerve center of security intelligence. And the news story that you mentioned zeroes in on one particular report, actually 5 reports, but they all have to do with one particular part of the country, and that is the state of Tabasco. It's where President Lopez Obrador is from. And the then governor of Tabasco, a guy called Lopez Hernandez. And in these reports, the people who are filing the reports say that he put in high positions of authority at least 3 people that they say were members of a cartel. And one particular person in one of the reports was actually a head of another cartel, according to the report. So this is very troubling, because what it means is that there was a governor in Tabasco who oversaw this stuff going on, helped the cartels get in positions of allegedly of authority inside of state and federal security apparatus. And now that same governor, used to be governor of Tabasco, is now what they call the deputy, the first person in line to Lopez Obrador in the federal government. He's actually the minister of what they call gobernacion, which is minister of government. But it's sort of kind of the vice president, if you will, of Mexico, potentially.
And so what we have here is allegations only. And the allegations are being revealed out of these documents. We don't have any validation. However, one particular aspect of your reporting, Mary, surprised me. I believe the Mr. Lopez Obrador, who has an opportunity here to clear the name of his colleague and the suspicion that it's linked to a state where he comes from, he has chosen not to investigate these allegations. Is that correct?
Well, you know, not just these allegations, but basically the material that came from the hack. Nothing to see here. Move along. The country is not interested in this kind of thing, according to the president. And Cedena, the Ministry of National Defense, has remained silent. So, I'm not in favor of hacking militaries. I think in many ways the Mexican military is very brave. But you would think that you know, short of obviously compromising any real-time investigations into the drug cartels, Mexicans would be owed an explanation for why this has gone on, or some kind of an investigation, something, even if they said that it would be done in a classified manner with a, you know, multi-party approach from Congress. We, you know, we have classified committees that work with classified documents in Congress. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be just the government. It could be, as they say, multi-party. But this feeling that the president just doesn't want to have anything to do with it, I think is increasing a sense in Mexico that there's something being covered up.
And also, Mary, the concern would be for those who are worried that there's more coming, that this is the beginning of the analysis, if I read you correctly, of what these documents contain. And the Mexican newspaper, has it suffered any intimidation to your knowledge, or is it going to continue to reveal these facts?
Well, you know, one thing I will say about the Mexican press, which is not, you know, particularly what you would call right wing, but the Mexican press has been very independent through much of this administration. And in this particular case, you know, you have Mexican news outlets across the board digging into this. You know, there's a an intermediary between the hackers and the journalists, and this intermediary has allowed journalists to download these 6 terabytes of material. I did not download it, because if you're going to do that, you want to use a burner computer. You know, you don't want to do that on a computer that's attached to a network. You know, everybody's out there downloading these things and then doing searches. And so I think we're going to probably, this isn't going to go away for López Obrador. It's going to continue. I think that Congress probably should be more active in asking for answers. You know, there's long been a contention that that López Obrador has some kind of a connection to the cartels. And for example, some years ago, he was in Sinaloa, and it was a sort of a famous moment where he greeted the mother of El Chapo, who's in jail in the U.S. And everybody wondered, you know, why would the president of Mexico be greeting the mother of this notorious criminal? And, you know, it's those kinds of things that have made people very uncomfortable with the relationship between, or the potentially the relationship between, the government and the cartels. And to a lesser extent, I think, you know, most people know somewhere deep down in their heart that there's got to be some collusion between public authorities and the cartels. But how high it goes, we don't know. But it's normal that in a town, I mean, there's an old expression in Mexico called plomo plata, which is that the criminal says to you, would you like lead or silver? And many of these small towns in Mexico, you know, these law enforcement people don't have the wherewithal, basically, to fight the criminals. They don't have the manpower. They don't have the weaponry and so forth. So there's probably some level of collusion there. But again, I think Mexicans are worried now that this might go higher than just the local police or the local mayor or something like that.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, she's the America's columnist and editor at the Wall Street Journal editorial board. President López Obrador is very well known for his expression, hugs, not bullets, when it comes to the cartels. I think Mary's giving us an opportunity to say hacks, not bullets, when it comes to the cartels. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bashman.